Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. This week, I want to talk to you about quiet quitting. Now, this you've heard it from, I'm sure, everywhere, social media platforms. Lots of people are talking about this revolution of quiet quitting. Now, is it a revolution? What are we dealing with? I may leave you with more questions than answers, but I am going to try and scratch the surface of this concept of quiet quitting and the noise that seems to be supporting this whole thing. Now, quiet quitting, where did this come from? It seems to have originated from TikTok earlier this year, and it seems to have gone viral with everybody talking about quiet quitting and this risk and concern organizations have of the huge population within their employees who are quietly quitting. Now, what do we mean by quiet quitting? Is this a case of people are just not doing their jobs? They're coming to work and getting away with whatever they can? No, not quite. My understanding of quiet quitting is, and this is where, forgive me, but this is where I do roll my eyes a little bit, because we love rebadging things. Quiet quitting is doing the bare minimum at work. It's doing what your job description says you should be doing. No more, no less. That's it. So you can't get into trouble because you're doing your job description, but you're also not going out of your way to do anything more, anything above and beyond. Now, isn't that what we used to measure as disengagement? Surely when people are disengaged at work, that's what they do. No one wants to do below what they should be doing, because otherwise they're getting into trouble, and that will lead to performance issues. So they do the bare minimum. They don't raise their head above the parapet. Well, that's what quiet quitting seems like to me. Now, the point of this is that I firmly believe people joined organizations engaged. Disengagement is what we've done to them over the many experiences that they've had, poor experiences at work. It's led to people thinking, you know what, this isn't worth it. What am I doing? And they'll do the bare minimum and that's it, whilst they focus their passion on something else and somewhere else. So quiet quitting sounds like it's really just the bare minimum, getting away with what little we can, but within the realms of my job description. Now, you might think, well, what's the issue there? They're doing what they were employed to do. The job description is clear and they're fulfilling the job description. Well, we all know that jobs in organizations are more than just a job description. And, you know, I come across many people across organizations who say to me, if I stopped doing what I did, this place would fall apart. It isn't in my job description, but I do it because I care. And everybody doing that means this whole sort of slack of stuff that isn't counted or registered in anybody's job description gets picked up as a team, and it means people work more effectively. So you can understand the risk of people just doing their basic minimum, just what's described in the job description. But this quiet quitting, whilst it sort of originated, the term originated on TikTok, what's the impact of this and where does this lead us to? I do want to share something. I do believe there's an element here of the freelancer culture that we've experienced recently. So many people have left full-time or part-time jobs to become freelancers because they wanted more autonomy in their roles, more autonomy in the project work they did, and they wanted to do good, interesting, meaningful work. And the thing about freelancing work is it allows you to choose your project. It allows you to have defined goals, outcomes, and you can just get on with doing something of value. And you feel valued at the end of it. Now, it's possible that this whole quiet quitting is a result of us not being clear as employers about people's roles. What are you here to do? How are you adding value? What are the defined outcomes? Maybe we've got lazy and sloppy. But I still believe quiet quitting is a rebadging of disengagement. But there's an awful lot of support for quiet quitting now. And there is an added dimension, which is working from home. So imagine now that you are disengaged and you're working from home. Well, if you're sat in that position, you are going to do the bare minimum. But how fulfilling is that as an employee? yes, you can get away with it because people aren't on your back. They can't see your work. And the lack of clarity in terms of performance metrics and outcomes means you can get away with it. But how fulfilling is that? And with burnout, I'm hearing that people are, you know, there's this hustle culture that we used to have where people had side hustles. Actually, that stopped. People are feeling burnt out. So this could be an impact of everything we've been through. And employees saying, you know, enough is enough. I need to look after myself. So I am now going to do the bare minimum, work to rule, and that's all I'm going to do. But what's the impact on employers? Well, there's a huge impact in terms of the goodwill that people bring to work, especially. And I see this a lot with purpose-driven organizations where they've got a real clear purpose, where adding real value to the world, and it's obvious. People are doing far more than their job descriptions. But the impact is also really great, where it's hard for them to turn off. They're working at home, they're working 24/7, they're doing work in the evenings and weekends because they care so much. And the problem with that is often employers don't recognize it. It's not registered anywhere, it's not recognized, the passion that people put into work. So how do we find a balance between this, on one hand, quiet quitting, disengagement, I'm going to do the bare minimum, work to rule, and on the other side, this immersed in passion, this state of flow that I'm just absorbed in my work so much so that I find it hard to switch off. And I think that balance does exist somewhere. But part of this is for employees to work with employers. Firstly, what are the things that you're doing in your role that aren't written in the job description that we need to be registering, recognizing, and appreciating? And then secondly is let's appreciate those things. Let's appreciate those aspects of work that you do that you didn't have to, but because you care, you make it happen. And I think a lack of appreciation, a lack of recognition, a lack of feeling valued at work is a fundamental driver of quiet quitting. Why would I care? Why would I bother if nobody else is bothered? In fact, even myself, I have a principle that I use. That if I care more about your work than you do, something's gone wrong. Because when I'm dealing with problems, when I'm trying to solve organizational solutions, when I'm sat with my children in the evenings, sometimes this stuff is on my mind. And I'll sit there trying to ponder over solutions. But if I care more than you do, that doesn't work. So for employees, they want to know that the employers care as much as they do. Is it just a one-way commitment, loyalty, expectation? Or, and I've often spoken about this, employer engagement. How does the employer show engagement to the employee? So, and then the other side of it is, I just want to focus on, is when we've got employees working from home, quiet quitting, how is that helping employees? There's a risk, and I think I've read it with various experts now, there's a risk that it's fostering laziness. There's a risk that it's fostering this acceptance to say, I can get away with it, so why don't I? Actually, how is that going to drive passion? And you know, here at Tech, one of the things we're focused on is imagine if people, if work was something people were passionate about. Imagine. Now, if people are quietly quitting, there's no passion in there whatsoever. So, as I said, I was probably going to leave you with more questions than answers, but I firmly believe quiet quitting is a rebadged term for disengagement. I firmly believe that organizations have still got an awful lot to do in clarifying roles and making them engaging, making them inspiring, motivating, where they're linked to a purpose, where people can see the value they're adding. And talking about value, people feel appreciated. They feel recognized for what they do, for the goodwill they bring that they didn't have to, but because they care. And when we are working from home, a chance to feel connected to the organization. You know, I really believe people want to be passionate at work, and quiet quitting is a failure of an employer to engage with the employee. But there's also the other side, which the employer needs to actively engage with the employer to say, look, I'm not enjoying this. This isn't great. I'm frustrated. What can we do together? And that way we have a shared responsibility to make things better. Now, there is another aspect to quiet quitting, which, well, I'm not going to even assign it to quiet quitting, actually, but there is something about boundaries. One of the things that I think has come out of this, which is, I believe, of real value, is being able to set boundaries. I mentioned organizations that are purpose-driven, where people are so passionate, they're in a state of flow, where working evenings, weekends, is driven out of passion, but it's unsustainable. So how can we set boundaries to say, look, I love what I do, and in order to carry on loving it, here's what I need to do to make work work for me. I do it. Look, I can't work from home. I find it hard. The boundary for me is I don't want to impact my home life with my work, because I know I could work on it 24/7. So I come to the office, I do my work in the office, and that for me is the boundary. So how do we go about setting boundaries and sitting down with managers and having mature conversations to say, here's the boundaries that I need to work effectively? This is not to say I'm lazy and I'm quitting. It's to say, for me to be even more effective, here's the boundaries that I need. Here's the workload that's working for me. It's not because I'm lazy, but this is going to be throwing me, tipping me over the edge with too much workload. Again, there's a risk that because of the way we worked historically, we can find ourselves saying snowflakes. You know, they want it easy. They want it on a plate. Actually, we've got to question the way we worked before. Was it really working? Look at the UK productivity. There's still so much scope for us to be more productive. We've yet to see the outcomes of the four-day working week. Whether that works for every organization or not, there's definitely scope for how we can improve the world of work. So, quiet quitting, what do you think? Is it a concept? Is it something that's just been rebadged? Does it exist? Have we created this from boring jobs, lacking passion with managers, leaders, lacking care and compassion for employees? Or is this a result of the hustle culture, freelancing, trying to get every side gig going, where people are just burnt out and thinking, I can't do this anymore, I need to do the bare minimum? Whatever it might be, there's still an opportunity. Imagine if people thought work was something they could be passionate about. Imagine. So our task is, how can we go about making people passionate about work? Think about the roles, think about the tasks, think about all the stuff we're asking people to do. Look at the job descriptions. Would you do that role? If you wouldn't, how could you ask anybody else to? And then think about working from home. How well can I do that role when I'm working from home? We might have to adapt things. I know I find myself chopping and changing between various different pieces of work just to keep my brain active. If we're asking somebody to work solidly on one thing for a whole month, imagine how hard that would be. So quiet quitting, what are your thoughts? Does it exist? Does it matter? If people do the bare minimum, so what? That's what we asked them to do. That's what we recruited them to do. I'm going to leave that with you. Quiet quitting. Be great to hear your thoughts in the bottom of the LinkedIn profile. Just pop down what you think. It'll be great to hear what you think with regards to quiet quitting. Again, I'm going to share with you my experience or my views. I believe it's rebadged disengagement. Disengagement resulting from what we've done to people at work. Engagement is how people join organizations. Okay, that's all from me this week. Please join me again next week for more thoughts, views on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, and everything else in between. I'm Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.